In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News. Colorado Springs is working to divvy out revenue collected from a tax on recently legalized marijuana sales in the city. In a budget markup session last week, City Council gave initial approval to the mayor's proposal to put about 75% of the $4.2 million fund toward public safety. Council also agreed to put around 15% toward the Downtown Clean and Safe program and around 5% toward mental health services. The final vote on the budget is November 25th. Colorado's life sciences sector just got a boost, a $1 million federal grant to build a life science workforce. CPR's Jenny Brindine has more.
Employers report difficulty in hiring people to make sure medical, pharmaceutical, and other life science products are safe and effective. The National Science Foundation made the award to CU Denver, CU Anschutz, and the Colorado Bioscience Institute. The award will dramatically expand a certificate program called Quality Assurance and Regulatory Affairs. The program will offer students stackable credentials, mentorship, and real-world experience. The life sciences sector in Colorado generates more than $52 billion annually. Salaries in the field average $123,000. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
A dinosaur attraction near Canyon City is closing at the end of the year. The Royal Gorge Dinosaur Experience opened nearly a decade ago. The attraction's director said in a statement that the current business environment is ending their run. The museum features animatronic dinosaurs, fossil casts, and a three-story ropes course. The facility is for sale. Mike Purcell, KRCC, CPR News.